Hey everybody, welcome to Pokemon World Tour. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And today we have a list of the starters.
Super exciting, I know.
It's going to be a great time. A lot of math, a lot of discussion of places on said list. Part in the kimono, this is take two of the list. We don't know where take one went.
Yep, I screwed up at some point down the line after we recorded it, and it's gone. But that's fine, because we got two new lists since then.
So that moved everything around, I imagine.
This is the Pokemon World Tour Super Complete Starter Ranking.
Yes. So the list we got were from Jeremy and from James.
James,
on Twitter. James sent it on Twitter, Jeremy sent it to the email. And so we got do you know how many lists we got in? Did you write that down?
What letter of the alphabet is L?
L is the 12th letter.
So we got 11.
Okay.
That is including us.
Okay, cool. The only reason I know that is because M is my last name, and I know that's the 13th letter. I don't just have them all categorized. All right, so how we did it last time and how we're probably going to do it this time is I have my list, you have your list.
Yep.
We're going to go over from 19 to 1. And talk
16
about
16 to 1.
16.
There are a few ties.
Okay. Last time we had one three-way tie.
Yes. This time we have three two-way ties.
Okay. That's new and interesting. All right. Let's jump in then with number 16. And what we'll do is we'll go over our bottom to top lists as we talk about the numbers. Then once we get to the ties, we'll talk about the two that are in those places, I guess.
I thought we were just going to talk about the Pokemon and where they fell on our list.
That's how we did it. And let's do it that way.
Okay.
That's a better way. Let's do that one.
Okay. I also have the total number of points written down because that's
again,
fun.
Lot of fun
to know.
A lot of fun math.
There's fun numbers in order here on Pokemon World Tour.
Some statistics.
So number 16, all by itself, with 62 points, is everybody's least favorite starter, Treecko.
Good.
Not everybody's least favorite starter, or else he'd only have 11 points.
Right. So let's, that's where mine is. I have him at the dead last, because he's garbage. But let's talk about how you did the list math real quick. So for every position, you get a certain amount of points. You get from between 1 and 19 points, depending on where you are in the list.
Yeah, if you were ranked number 1 by somebody, you get 19 points. If you're ranked number 19, you get 1 point.
Right, and so then total number puts him in place.
Right.
Where did you have Treecko?
I had him at 17.
Okay, not a lot higher.
No.
Still in that garbage area.
Right. There are two that I like less than Treecko, but you guys like them more.
I mean, I for sure do. So far, I'm in the zeitgeist. So who's number 15 then?
Number 15 with 72 points is Oshawott.
That's who I have there. Man, my list is prophetic at this point.
I have Oshawott in dead last.
Oshawott's not good.
No, I don't like it.
But the thing about Oshawott is that it suffers more and more the more it evolves. Like, it's like, it's a cute little otter. It's like, it's not good. It's kind of...
Why is its head just, like, resting on its shoulder? It's totally different. It's like a scoop of ice cream that somebody put on an otter's body.
I don't know. But then all of a sudden it turns into Dialga.
Right, well, in between it's like a samurai otter.
Right. And I kind of like that design. I don't hate it.
Yeah, but then
I just knowing what he becomes.
Samurott doesn't follow suit.
No, it makes no sense. It looked like a rejected Dialga design, but I feel like it came before then. Or no.
Nope, same generation.
Same generation. So like they were like, oh, hey.
It's the one after. Yeah.
What? Are you sure?
Yes. Oshawott is Gen 5. Dialga is Gen 4.
Right. Okay. Reshiram and Zekrom were the...
Were Gen 5.
One. Yeah. Yeah. So they had this leftover Dialga / Palkia design or whatever. And they were like, hey, why don't we just use this for Oshawott? Because we can't think of what comes after a samurai otter.
Put some shells on it.
Done.
Give it a mustache. Boom. Done.
Loser. We're not even barely talking about Treecko because it's just so blank.
He's a gecko, but he stands like a T.
And it evolves into a gecko with an arm fin, and then it evolves into a gecko with a different arm fin.
I like a real long neck. Its head is like a scepter. I like Sceptile. I don't like Treecko.
I don't like any of them.
So number 14 is our first tie.
Okay.
With 73 points, so they only beat Oshawott out by a single point.
By a point.
And it is Chikorita and Torchic.
Okay, I'm pretty close to that. I have Snivy and Torchic in those positions. in the 17. I like Snivy less, and then I have but I have Torchic and Chikorita one above that.
Okay, I have Chikorita down at 15, and I have Torchic all the way up at number 9.
Okay, you like Torchic a lot more than I do.
Yep. I don't like Blaziken, but I like Torchic a lot. I think Torchic is adorable.
I
like Combusken, but again, Blaziken doesn't look like he belongs with the other two.
No, it's if Combusken spirit digivolved into a legendary warrior. I'm watching a lot of season 4 of Digimon right now. and some Digimon can digivolve differently depending on the spirits of the legendary warriors they have. It's a whole thing. But it looks like this little chicken boy digivolved into a fire chicken boy fighter spirit, and I just don't like it. I don't like it in Pokemon when they look like people.
Yeah.
Also, I have Chikorita at 15 as well, and I have Torchic at 16. I got Snivy below them at 17, but I don't like Torchic because I don't really like any of the Gen 3 starters, and I've started with Torchic every time I've tried to play Ruby, and I think that might be my problem, is that I just hate Torchic and it doesn't help.
Why don't you just pick Mudkip?
I don't like Mudkip either. I like him better.
Why don't you just box it? I don't want this.
Because I don't like any of the Gen 3 Pokemon that you can get easily is a problem. Anyway.
Gen 1 Pokemon early on. You can get...
Can I get a Pidgey? Because I'll start over. I'll dunk him for a Pidgey.
No, but Talo's out there, and you can get like Machop in the second gym town.
Once we get to Hoenn?
Yep.
Once we get to Hoenn, I'll start over.
Okay.
And I will play along with us.
By the time we get there, they may have remade it again. Who knows?
So who's at number 13?
Number 13 with 83 points is Pikachu.
Okay. I have Pikachu at number 10. I like a fat Pikachu more than anything.
Fat Pikachu is pretty great. I have Pikachu at number 7.
Okay. I think I asked this last time, but I don't remember if I did. How much does the Pokemon Generations first episode influence this?
About a quarter, because I've always kind of liked Pikachu. That episode was really fun, and I like that Pikachu, because that Pikachu is like drawn and sounds like a baby.
It's like an attack mouse baby. Yeah, and I really like that.
And then the... What are they called? It's not Generations, is it?
Origins?
No, the new card set.
The new card set. EX.
No.
Fighting Boys. Pokemon Fighting Boys. Pow, pow.
Whatever. The red and blue collection, like starter collections that they have for the new Pokemon. I think maybe it is Pokemon Generations card expansion. Maybe. He's got some really cool and cute cards in there, and his little figure is really great. And I've been using it in my new run through Y.
Okay.
But it was pretty cool.
All right.
It's a pretty cool little electric mouse.
Yeah, I like him. I like him a lot better than
I don't like that from X and Y forward, he doesn't have a Pokemon cry. He just says Pikachu now.
Yeah, that's weird. That's a weird bit of corporate synergy that I feel like the anime company was like, you put it in, I swear to God.
Like, I get it, because he's, like, the mascot or whatever, right. So, like...
Also, the reason he's so low on this list is because a lot of people didn't include him, and
if you didn't include him, I gave him 1 point.
Automatically got the bottom rank.
Yeah.
So, shame on you.
Yeah, you did this to him.
You did it. How dare.
Next up, at number 12, with 86 points, is Mudkip.
Okay, I have Mudkip at number 14.
Where do I have Mudkip?
So we're close.
I have Mudkip also at number 14. Here's the thing about Mudkip. I always start with it.
Yeah.
In Gen 3, even though I like Torchic more as a Pokemon, I don't really like...
Where it ends up.
And
I also don't love the Mudkip line past Mudkip is a cutie boy, but I don't like that it's just like, I'm a bigger Mudkip.
I don't love that. I think they all look different enough, and I like that they follow a theme and stick to it, and it doesn't just turn into a dude.
Right.
And it's much more versatile than Blaziken, and I don't really like fire as a type, which is weird when we get to the top of the list, but...
Okay. I always started with the water until X.
I started with Squirtle, and then I started with Cyndaquil. Do we want to run through this right now? I think I remember all of my first starters.
Hit me.
Okay. Squirtle, Cyndaquil, Torchic, Turtwig... Who did I start with in Gen 5? Oh, Snivy. And Froakie.
Mine's much shorter. So, Squirtle, Turtidile, Torchic, nobody, Fennekin. Nice. And I barely count Torchic because I have never made it past the first third of the game.
Any iteration.
I've tried Ruby, and I got to, I guess, the first fight with Maxi.
Sure.
And he wiped the floor with me like five times in a row. And I was like, well, this game's the worst game there ever has been made. And then I got to the city that's an apartment building in...
In the new one?
In the new one.
That's Mauville.
I got there.
Mauville?
Mauville.
I don't know how you say it.
Mauville? I got to Mauville. That's how, like, an old Jewish lady would say Marvel.
Yeah. Oh, even your Mauville comic?
Yeah. I got to there, and I was like, well, this also sucks, and I stopped playing. So I don't really count those.
I don't know why they did that to Mauville. It's stupid. I don't like it. Next up, number 11, our second two-way tie.
Okay.
97 points apiece, Chimchar and Snivy. Well, I don't think Chimchar deserves this.
No. First of all, I hate this. I put Chimchar at number 9, and Snivy is number 17, so I do not compare those two at all.
Okay, so I like Chimchar. I like all the starters, except for, like, Oshawott, the bottom few.
Right.
So Chimchar's low on my list, but that's just because I like most of the starters more than him.
Right.
Not necessarily I don't like the Pokemon. He's number 16 on my list.
That's very low.
But he is above Snivy, because Snivy is almost the worst starter.
Yeah, it's bad. I like Chimchar. I never really thought about it. Same thing with Piplup until recently, because I was like, Turtwig, why do you need another Gen 4 starter?
Yep.
You have Turtwig right there. But then I was looking at his art. And in my head, I was like, oh, Monferno is a weird monster-looking thing, and then Infernape is Sun Wukong, the Chinese monkey god. And I was right on that last one, but I liked the way he looked. And Monferno is fine. I don't know why I thought he looked bad.
Yeah, he's a teenager stage.
Yeah.
Like, he looks a little awkward, but so does every teenager.
Yeah, and so I kind of like that. And then Chimchar's, like, real cute. So I came around to him very recently.
Yeah, I do really like Chimchar.
That was one of the big... I remade my list before we did this the first time, and that was one of the big improvements. He went from, like, 15 to 9.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I redid my list from the first time as well. I don't remember where he was before. He was probably around the same area. I don't think I changed him much. But Gen 4 is the start of, like, the add weird flourishes to designs.
Right.
So, like, I think I was just kind of soured on Infernape because he's got, like, gold swirls on
him
for no reason.
He's got little gold bracelets and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I do like him now because that's just the direction Pokemon decided to go in.
Right. So who's next then?
Number 10 with 99 points is Fennekin.
Well, that's rude. I have Fennekin at number 5.
I don't like Fennekin very much.
Where'd you put Fennekin?
Number 12.
Well, that's not much worse. I really liked Fennekin. That was my starter in 6. I don't like that they just, the last stage is Digimon now. Because, like, Delphox, I like Delphox. I was murdering people with Delphox. I very much enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's a lady with a fox head.
Yeah, it's a witch.
That's it. It's like a, it's just a real, it's a human person with, like, a fox mask on.
But, like, a weird one. It's also just, like, sitting on the neck. It's not, like, it doesn't look like it's attached in any way.
Yeah. I don't know.
The artwork for it is better than the actual in-game model
right.
for it. But still, I don't know. It's a weird design to me.
I really like her, but I like Fennekin a lot more than I like Delphox, but it didn't really matter. I saw Fennekin, and I was like, that's my dude.
Yeah, Fennekin is adorable.
It's a cutie pie.
I'm just getting really mad that cute animals can't stay animals anymore.
Yeah, I haven't been spoiled on the third
evolution. I know, I'm trying
as
hard as I can to just not mention anything about it.
I haven't seen anything for the third generation, or for the third evolution of the Alola starters, but... I definitely saw that grown-up Persian, and it is terrible.
Yeah.
It's Garfield the Deals Warlock from the Adventure Zone. But I like Brion a lot, and I'm like, yeah, you're cute still. Let's keep this up. Let's keep this going.
I looked at the entire Datamined Pokédex.
Okay.
Because I was like, I'm not going to avoid it. It's going to come to me somehow. I'd rather just do it myself.
I've been doing good.
So I did it. And I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to sway you one way or the other.
Okay, cool. Number 9?
Number 9. Okay, number 9 with 103 points is Froakie.
Okay.
Froakie is a Pokemon that when I saw Froakie, I was like, oh yeah, that's my dude.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, I care less and less about Froakie.
That's really sad to me.
It is a little bit.
I never loved Froakie because he's like blowing bubbles out of his ears or something. I can't even picture him. And that might be a problem.
He doesn't have ears. I think you're thinking of his big frog eyes.
I am.
And he's got like a bubble ascot.
Yeah. I don't love that. I have Froakie at number 12.
I have Froakie at number 8.
I just don't love it. And I don't like...
I like Froakie. Frogadier is fine.
I legit cannot picture Frogadier. I know what Grand Ninja looks like. I know what Froakie looks like.
Average him out. It looks like a frog. The bubbles are more.
Okay.
And then it evolves into Greninja, and there's no bubbles. The bubbles are gone.
Bubbles are gone.
Which is stupid.
Playtime is over.
It has its stupid tongue out. I don't like how pointy its head is, and I don't like that it just has lines on its body for no reason.
Yeah, I don't like that his tongue is a scarf. That freaks me all the way out.
I think it's a funny idea, but I don't know. I don't like the way the Pokemon looks.
Yeah.
He's a monster Pokemon, like real fun to use, but yeah. I don't know. I can't stay on his side. It's sad.
And you did find a new boy.
I did.
For Gen 6. But before we get that, where'd you put Froakie?
Number 8.
Number 8, okay.
So right around where he falls on the list.
All right.
Actual number 8 on the list with 110 points is Tepig.
Okay. I have Tepig a little lower than that.
I have Tepig at number 6.
I have Tepig at number 11.
He would have been much lower if I didn't just breed one and like train it and high five it in Pokemon to me.
Yeah. Shannon is very into Tepig and was talking up Tepig, and that got me.
Yeah, she was talking him up, and I'm like, well, let me try one. So I made one, and he's just like, he's got the reckless ability, which increases the damage of moves with recoil. So right. Like you do more and take more, which is just like a real fun gimmick, I think.
Yeah.
He's Bam Bam Bigelow, the Pokemon.
Yeah, I very much like that he turns into straight up Bam Bam Bigelow. I like Tepig's design a lot too, because I love pigs. They're one of my favorite animals. Before pig was like a whole big thing.
Yeah.
Like back before you had to like go looking for pig pictures, but they didn't just come to you.
Right. That's the thing about Embor, is like he still stands up and is kind of like a fat dude, but is still also a pig.
Yeah.
Like, I don't look at Embor and go, that's a man. I like, oh, that's,
well, I don't
that's
even,
kind of a pig still.
I don't even hate them because, like, Machop and that whole family is just men.
Yeah, but they're based on, like, bodybuilders. Like, they consistently stay men. They're not animals that become men.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely...
They're also reptilian, but...
A little.
Yeah.
But, so, like, I don't even mind that. Like, if you want to, like, become, like, dude-like, that's cool to me. But, like, I just want you to not just be a person with an animal head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Tepig to Pig Knight to Embor is a really good transition.
Yeah, I think that works.
There's like definitive steps and they all lead to the same place, which is nice.
Right, plus he's a wrestler wearing a singlet.
Yeah.
And his literal Bam Bam Bigelow. Like,
the fire collar that Bam Bam Bigelow used to wear. It's uncanny.
It's pretty great.
So at number 7 with 115 points is my new Gen 6 boy. Again, because I high-fived it in Pokemon and me, so we're best friends forever now. It's Chespin.
Yeah, I have Chespin very low. I have him below Froakie. And I don't know if I would change that now again. I just know that I have not been sold on him, but the more time passes, the more it grows on me.
He's a jerk in the anime. He's just a straight-up little jerk. He steals food. There's a gif of him running with, like, arms full of cupcakes and a couple in his mouth, which is my favorite gif of Pokemon.
I think you can buy a sticker from Shannon, shanmanorart.storeenvy.com, of Chespin running away with some food.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she drew that.
Yeah, so check it out. It's also Pokemon World Tour United pack.
Yeah, I get a Bango and Treble.
Bango and Treble. Got Bango being a doofus and Treble being a campfire. but yeah, I've come around to him. He's number 13 on my list, but I have come around more.
He benefited the most from us redoing our list.
Yeah.
He was pretty low because I guess a stupid chipmunk, whatever.
Right.
But I used him. He's a lot of fun. Quilladin is just the right amount of goofy for me.
Okay.
And he definitely turns into a man.
Well, they all do.
Yeah.
Even Greninja is like a man, but with some frog attributes.
But Chestnut is like a badass chipmunk knight. Like, he can make his hands into like spiky shields.
What a weird combination of words.
So I bumped him way up to number 3 because I've had a lot of fun
Okay.
With my little dude.
Nice. Number six then? No, seven. No, five.
Six is correct. Six. Number six. With 120 points is Totodile.
Too low. It's too low, guys.
He bumped up from the last time.
That is true. So I got mad last time. That's still very low. He's my number one with a bullet. That's my boy.
I have Totodile in a place that you're going to yell at before.
Yeah? Where is it?
It's number 10.
Why did you have him that low?
Because I don't like him more than nine other starters.
I don't understand that even a little bit.
Look, he's a little chompy boy.
He is.
He's very cute.
He's going to chomp you. Watch out for this boy and his big bite.
He exists in the same generation as Cyndaquil, so I just don't have any attachment to him. I'm sorry.
I understand. You're wrong, but I understand. It's okay. My Cyndaquil is also very much lower than that.
Number five, we can call this Josh's number.
Okay.
It's a two-way tie at 132 points.
All right.
Between my two favorite starters, Cyndaquil and Turtwig.
Okay.
My number one and two, respectively.
I have Cyndaquil at number seven. I have Turtwig at number eight. So I also like them.
So we both
nice.
Have them bunched up.
Yeah.
So they're
mine
both like...
Mine are just significantly farther down.
Yes.
Not significantly, but farther down the list. I like Cyndaquil a lot. I like Cyndaquil a lot more specifically because of Pokemon World Tour United.
The only reason I have one in that is because he was my favorite Pokemon when we started.
Right.
I was like, I'm going to start with that. Cool, yeah. Cool.
Cool, cool. I didn't start with my favorite Pokemon because I had a better idea for a story, and I didn't
think about any of that because this was my first time like seriously doing a role play. So next season's going to get crazy, though.
Next
we've been talking about it.
It's going to be bananas. but I very much like Cyndaquil. Totally came around. I really like Turtwig. I almost put Turtwig on my list for season two, but I think you might have.
Nope.
I don't know if you did or not. Well, maybe I'll put him on. I still need a grass type, so maybe I'll do that. I don't like Grodle.
Grodle's a weird in-between stage, but it's worth it for Torterra.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure worth it for the turtle that carries the world on his back from Aladdin, King of Thieves. And, like, mythology in general, but it's also in Aladdin, the Prince of Thieves. Midas Touch? I don't remember. The third one. The direct-to-DVD Well, there was, like, a gold hand that you touched and things that turned gold.
I think it was Prince of Thieves.
I think it was Prince of Thieves, too. But that movie, I think I might have seen that movie more than I've seen Aladdin Prime. anyway, that's not what this is about. But, yeah, I like both those Pokemon. It's pretty nice. I like them nice.
Like them nice. Number four, with 148 points, is... Charmander.
That's where I have Charmander.
Where do I have? I think I have Charmander pretty low. Oh, yeah. I have Charmander down at number 13.
Oh, boy. That's low.
Yeah.
I have a Charmander. Again, a lot of this is influenced by World Tour United because I have a Charmander in that. It's very different from your average Charmander.
From every other Charmander.
He's a ghost. But I came all the way around on it. Same thing with Bulbasaur, which we'll get to, I imagine, a little later because there's only a few left.
Yep.
But yeah, I really like that little fire boy. He's a spicy boy, that Charmander.
He is. Yours especially.
Mine is a murder bot. He is created exclusively to murder for me, and I love it. Episode 19. Please don't take his actions into account. Don't hold him accountable for his
all's
definite murder actions. It was a battle. It was fair.
All's fair in love, war, and Pokemon battles.
That's true.
Jesse says that in the anime at some point.
Really? What's number three then?
Number three with 153 points is Piplup.
Piplup?
Piplup.
That's very high.
Piplup's got that Matt Hoadley bump.
Got that bump from Matt. Yeah, that Patron Zero bump. We did our first spotlight on Piplup, and I came very... It was very low.
Yeah, because I was like, he's... Whatever. Empoleon looks weird to me. Still does, but I've come around to it. It has a weird trident head, but I still like it.
I really like the design now because I never really looked at it before because I was it's just like a pangle, whatever.
Also,
now,
Turtwig. Like, I'm not going to...
Exactly,
you know what
I mean? But then he's like, hey, how about this one? And we're like, yeah, we'll do that first. And then now he's number six on my list.
He's number five on mine.
So yeah, he got that good bump.
He's just so punchy.
He's
a punchy little jerk.
He's like, I loved it in his Pokedex. He's like, oh, when they trip, they won't let you help him up.
Yeah.
And then that's enough. That's all I needed. I was like, oh, I get it. You're a proud little bum.
Oh, he's like a combination of Chicken Hawk and Scrappy Doo.
He's basically a Chicken Hawk Scrappy Doo. I love me a Chicken Hawk. I don't know if you guys know this about me. I love me that little Chicken Hawk.
So number two with 166 points is Bulbasaur.
That's right, I have Bulbasaur.
So for everybody to get mad at me.
Where do you got that Bulbasaur?
I have Bulbasaur at number 11.
That's very low.
So I like it more than Charmander.
I guess. It's still very low. I have it at number two because, which is weird because I used to love Squirtle the most. But then I just started thinking about Bulbasaur a lot. Like, not for any reason. Not even, this is even because I just very recently got one in Worlds Reunited. I mean, I've had it for a while, but you guys just heard me get it.
Right.
And I love that little sweetie pie. But before then, I would just, like, spend a lot of time thinking about Bulbasaur for no reason. And I was just like, yeah, I guess this is my favorite from Gen 1 now.
Yep. Try not to spoil Gen 5 or 7 or whatever.
7? Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a Bulbasaur in it?
Nothing happens with Bulbasaur, and I feel like they really left a lot on the table.
Wow, way to f*** that pooch, huh? Pokemon? Hey, we got new forms, except for the one that everyone wanted a new form from. Here's a Meowth that looks like an idiot, though.
No, Persian looks You're like right. an idiot. Meowth looks fine.
Meowth looks fine. I like Meowth. But then it turns into the worst Persian ever. Persian that got stung by bee drills in the face.
Yep. All right, so number one, 169 points.
Nice.
Everybody can guess by now that it is Squirtle.
Yeah, Squirtle's number three for me.
Number four for me. Was number three, but then I like Chespin too much now, so.
Okay. I started with Squirtle. We've talked about this a million times.
Squirtle's both of our first Pokemon, and I think he might have got that first Pokemon bump. I think he's a lot of people's first Pokemon.
I think so. He is like the best. I mean, I love Bulbasaur more now. I don't love it more. I don't know how to explain it. I like a Bulbasaur a lot.
Yes. And theoretically, Bulbasaur is the better choice for the early game because it's super effective against the first two gyms.
Right.
But it's like its attacks aren't super versatile.
No.
Or very strong. Grass attacks were like real screwed over in Gen 1. The only good one is Solar Beam, and that even has to charge for a turn.
Grass
so.
In general kind of gets... I don't think there's like no grass types. Like there's like a bunch of like crappy like, oh yeah, I'll catch this because I have to get a Pokedex complete.
Yeah.
But like there's not like a lot of... There's not a ton of great grass types.
You mean in general or Gen 1?
Just in general, okay. Yeah.
Because Gen 1 was pretty slim pickings. You had Oddish, Execute, Bellsprout.
Tangela. Bulbasaur, Lion, and that might be it.
And Bulbasaur. But, like, I'm pretty sure that's
they added like three in Gen 5. Or in Gen 7, 6.
Yeah. Well, Gen 6 they added...
It was like a lot of fairies and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of fairies. Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot of new Pokemon. Because like Mega Evolution was the big thing. And then that's just like, well...
And now we're not doing that anymore.
We're still doing it, but nothing new.
That's weird.
Because they want to focus on Z moves. And the reason that Masuda gave was because every Pokemon can use a Z move. So now you can focus on using your favorites in battle instead of like having to use a specific one.
I like that. But that said, like I spent a lot of time with Squirtle. My Blastoise was, that's what I used. I didn't really use any other Pokemon. I didn't train evenly. I was just ran through everything. Oh, you're a fire type? Murdered. Oh, you're a rock type? Murdered. Oh, you're a grass type? Well, I'm level 96 now, and you're dead.
Probably have Ice Beam.
Yeah.
So or Blizzard, because like when you're a kid, you don't care about the math between accuracy and damage output. Like
no, that has more? Let me do that one.
Yeah. Even though in Gen 1, you couldn't check.
No.
There's no in-game indication of how much damage something does.
I would like use Surf or Hydro Pump on grass types. Like it's not very effective, but it'd be dead.
But,
I'm like, well, yeah, but if you only use one Pokemon, he's very hard to kill at this point.
But he's so fat. He's so fat in Gen 1.
I want bring back fat Pokemon 2K16.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want fat Pokemon again.
Make Pokemon fat again.
Make Pokemon fat again. Please. Pikachu got too lithe and lean because it's in the anime. But if you look at the first episode of the anime, he's still that squat little dude.
He has no neck. He's just like a round shape with a face and little stubby arms. Yeah. It's so good.
It's so good.
And I do like the new generation's Pikachu where it's like, it's not fat, but it's not, it's drawn differently than regular Pikachu.
It's shapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
like his head is rounder and it's just like drawn cuter. And I really like it.
But I just missed that fat Pikachu. How all of the Pokemon were fat.
And Raichu was the same way. He was just a bigger, fatter Pikachu.
and then Blastoise was just a perfect circle.
His little limbs just like, I can't move anything.
With a cannon on his
back. He's a fat kid in a winter coat. He just can't move.
He's Louis Anderson in a winter coat. But he could murder you because he was level 98 when you got to the Elite Four. You beat 20 people in a row with him.
Yeah.
Good list. List is, I have some minor complaints, but overall, I think this is a pretty fair list. Now, we did talk about wanting to do this again later.
Yes.
Because
when the new games come out, after we spend some time with them and everybody properly
figures out
where then, the new starters
and
land.
And I make everybody mad by putting Rowlet in like third to last.
Look, I won't be mad.
Some people will be upset. Alan will be. You guys in your fat basketball. I just don't get it.
He's a fat basketball. He turns into a hipster. And then he turns into another thing. Don't worry about that. We'll talk about that when one of us gets there in the game.
Yep. That's coming up. That's the less.
I was thinking about it, though. I think it's part of the reason I spoiled the Pokedex for myself. It's like they've always shown them all. Like the cover Pokemon for the first two games are the final evolutions of the starters.
Right. But back then we didn't know any better.
Yeah.
And now I'm so obsessed with finding new stuff in games and TV shows and movies, because like everyone has this urge to just oversell everything. So like,
yeah.
I feel like we already know way too much about Sun and Moon. Like, I feel like if we didn't know anything about the Ultra Beasts.
Well, but we don't. We just, here's some.
We know they exist, though. And
yeah.
Can you imagine if we didn't and they're like, this is not a Pokemon. You don't know what this is. That would be crazy.
Yeah, but they'll never do that. We don't live in a world like that anymore.
No, but I mean, like, so that's why I'm trying to at least keep the final list free. Because there's even regular Pokemon that they haven't revealed yet, like, that you'll just
that
find
is true.
In your walk, you're in your journey. And I want to come across them, honest. And I especially just want to see, I just want to be vindicated by how everyone was like, oh, Popio looks like an idiot. And then Brienne is like this super pretty, like, hey, I'm like a pop star. And then it's going to turn into Beyonce, and everyone's going to be like, well, I liked it. I just didn't say it. No, you didn't. You called it stupid and ugly, and now you're eating your words.
Well, I mean, they already don't like Brienne because it's ladylike.
It's a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, but I thought it was like going to be a dog, and now it can't be a boy and have it because
I'm afraid
of genders.
First of all, it was a seal the whole time.
Yeah. Well, the thing I read from like the most fragile man on the internet.
Oh, I think I saw that.
Was
too.
Like, it's the closest one to a dog, and I was going to have it be a killer, and blah, blah. It's like, you can still have it be a killer, but now it's going to be super cute while it does it.
Right.
Oh, it's a boy, but it looks feminine. Who cares?
It literally does not matter.
It's not real. It's a poke. Even if it was real, who cares? Ugh. Nerds.
Yeah, fan bases just piss me off. Anyway, yeah. That's a good place to end, maybe, before
yeah.
We go on a rant about how we're mad at fans of things.
Yeah. I mean, not most of the people that we... That talk
yes,
to us.
But the people who talk to us are not the Pokemon fan base
no,
at large.
Which is crazy. That
we've carved out a niche, and I'm very glad we landed where we did.
We have cultivated a group of listeners that are like, here's all the cool kids. here's everyone who can just be cool for a minute. So, everyone who hasn't sent their list in, Alan and others.
Still. This is a retake. You still didn't get it.
To be fair, nobody knew this retake was going to happen, including us, until about an hour ago.
You're right.
So that's, you know. Everyone who hasn't done a list, send them in. So once we get once we get Sun and Moon and we've played through it and we kind of have time to sit and deal with some of those people, we can redo the list. And because everything will change just by adding three people in, because we got two lists and things got moved all around.
Yeah.
So adding three new people on top of that, send everything into a tizzy. So
right. Who knows what could happen in the time in between. You might get a weird attachment to another one, like I did with Chespin, so your list might change completely.
Oh, Litten is very cool. I won't decide that.
Yeah, or you might just be like, man, I've really been using this Froakie a lot, and he's a cool guy. I'm going to bump him up my list.
Yeah. So consider that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I would like to get, because there will be 22 starters at that point, so I'd like to get at least as many lists.
I feel like that's doable.
Which means we need 20 of you to send us lists.
No, we're at 10. Oh, but we need those people.
If we're
going to
redo them,
Right. And then with us. Right. So we need 20 lists to redo this the way we want. More is better.
Yeah. Some of you did send lists with the Alola starters in it. We're not going to count those. I'm going to make you resend it because you haven't used them yet. So you don't know.
Because you might change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like on first appearances, like I know where I would put Litten. I know where I would put Rowlet. I know where I'd put Popplio. But like, I don't know.
Right.
You know?
I love Rowlet, but I haven't used it.
So, yeah.
What if it's trashy? What if it's garbage?
Right.
I don't think it will be, but who knows?
Who knows?
I think I'm going to like all three of them pretty well. So I know they're, none of them are worse than Chirico. I know that for that, a fact.
Yes, that's for sure. Anyway, that's where we're going to end it. Thank you guys for listening. Next episode, we're going to One Island. Island number one, what's it called?
One Island, and then it has a name. It's One Island, and then it has, something it
has
island.
A Christian name.
I don't remember what that is, but we'll talk about that during that episode.
All right, that's in 2 weeks. Next week is episode 16 of Pokemon World Tour United. That is a good one. That one, a lot of stuff happens. Next three episodes for World Tour United, if you haven't jumped on, maybe consider it, because it gets good in these next three episodes.
These are Mount Moon.
These are the Mount Moon episodes.
Yeah, this is...
The Mount Moon trilogy of episodes is bananas.
This is a roller coaster of emotions.
Yes. Check those out. We'll see you in 2 weeks for One Island. And then I don't have an end to that sentence.
And 2 weeks after that, we'll do Two Islands.
Two, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, until all seven are done. And then we take another brief little break.
And then we go to Johto.
And we're going to Johto.
My favorite place.
Also mine. It's a nice region.
I'm thinking... I might restart if I can juggle Sun. I don't know how far I'll be in Sun and Moon. I'll probably be at like the third gym, depending on how much time I have. But I might restart. Well,
It won't be until January.
It'll be in a while. It'll be 14 weeks plus a little hiatus.
Yeah, so we're looking at like February when Johto starts coming out.
So
I'll be done with Sun and Moon.
Well, I know you will be.
Not
I'm
done,
hoping.
Like I'm not playing this anymore. I finished it. But right. Like I'll be through the main story by then.
Yeah. So I might restart Soul Silver. And play along with that. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I talk a big game, but I don't know. Anyway, until then,
smell you later.